Aircheckdownloads.com.
It's the decade where icons were made.
Hi, everybody. This is Huey Lewis.
Hi, this is Billy Joel.
Now, another hour of the best variety of 80s hits. The UK's favorite 80s station.
Good evening at 6 o'clock across the UK. I'm David Francis. If you listen to Nation 80s a lot, maybe for Roberto at breakfast, or Foxy on the way home from work on drive time, you'll know we'll play the big songs, the big hits from Kylie and Madonna and Duran Duran and Michael Jackson. But there were also some brilliant bands around in the 80s that just didn't get anywhere, and they released some brilliant songs. So we thought every Sunday night we'd play some of the forgotten 80s, songs that might well sit on your Spotify, or songs that you've got somewhere in your record collection that nobody else remembers apart from you. So in the next 20 minutes alone on this show, a song that Julian Lennon wrote but not about his dad, a Liza Minnelli song that was written by Stephen Sondheim and remixed by the Pet Shop Boys, and I just thought, as it was Robert Smith's birthday this week, it was a good excuse to play The Cure.
Yesterday I got so old.
So this was originally written in the early 70s by Stephen Sondheim for the musical Follies. The Pet Shop Boys produced this version for Liza Minnelli, and liked the song so much, they did a version which ended up as a B-side. Their song Jealousy, Liza Minnelli, Losing My Mind, on Forgotten 80s at Nation 80s. Evening, I'm David Francis. By the way, if there's a song you want to hear tonight, let me know. You can email me using the Nation Player app, which if you've not downloaded yet, it's the easiest thing in the world to do. It's free and takes just a couple of minutes. You can also listen to our other Nation stations as well, like Nation 70s and Nation 90s. There's Nation Rock and Nation Love and loads more too. Send me your forgotten 80s and I'll get it on the show for you next week. Meantime, in the next 10 minutes, something great from Skritti Politti and the Eurythmics next.
Nation 80s from Nation Radio.
When Erasure did the original in 1985, it did absolutely nothing. Not a thing. And about 18 months later, when Dollar did it, it was huge. Ola Moore on Forgotten 80s, on Nation 80s. I'm David Francis. Before that, it was the extended version of Manic Monday that you never really hear anywhere. So I thought I'd play that for you tonight. I think the story is really well known about Prince writing it for Susanna Hoffs because he fancied her. It didn't work, though. Having said that, if you follow her on social media, I guarantee tomorrow morning, without fail, she'll pop up on Instagram or TikTok with an acoustic version of that, and it still sounds great. Thanks for picking us out, by the way, tonight for a couple of hours of Forgotten 80s. Before 7, Vanessa Paradis, and one of my favourite 80s bands who nearly made it, next on Forgotten 80s.
Nation 80s from Nation Radio.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours.
Aircheckdownloads.com.